Good afternoon. It's approaching 3 o'clock in the city of Cork, or the suburbs of city of Cork in Ireland, and I'm on my way to Blackrock Castle Observatory. Now, Blackrock Castle Observatory is a special, remarkable place. It's one of the gems of Cork City. It's where a lot of people are engaged in observing the universe, finding stars, planets, galaxies and stuff like that. So it's a real forefront of the science and engineering side of Ireland. I'm actually going there this afternoon because I have a young daughter who's almost 5, and I am incredibly keen that she grows up in a world which is strong on engineering and all the related disciplines. I say that because the world in which she's going to be living will be designed by these kind of skills. And I want to, you know, in some way keep in touch with it. I'm unsure about whether Ireland has enough engineers or enough good ones. It certainly has some, but I don't for one minute think that Ireland is well enough placed in the world of science and engineering when you compare it with the phenomenal development that's taken place in India, China, Japan, other places in the world. And that also includes the United States. So basically, I'm coming along to a discussion about an event that will take place in the autumn. It's called Discovery 2010, and it will introduce a whole lot of young people to the world of maths, engineering, science, and stuff like that, so that they can be keen on it rather than resistant to it. There are just too many people resistant to numbers, that's my view. Not enough people count enough things and are interested in numbers. So I'm hoping that the people I meet in Blackrock Castle this afternoon are going to be every bit as interesting as the challenge that we all face, which is how to create a world for our children, which they can pass on to their children and grandchildren, which will be fit for purpose. The last thing we in Ireland want is Ireland to become a kind of a backwater where not enough people have got enough science, engineering, maths to enable them to play a leading role and participate fully in the world that is to come. So I'll boo again to you from Blackrock Castle. You can find them on Twitter as at Blackrock Castle. And they have a super relatively new website. And so that's it. Cheerio from Paul O'Mahony. Talk to you later this afternoon. Goodbye.